W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the W-T-H.
The W-T-H podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome in to the Friday episode. It's number 757.
Ooh.
Of the WTH Podcast.
Damn.
Formerly known as the Nate Darling Show.
Formerly known as...
I mean, you can still call it that if you like. I'm still here.
Every time.
I'm still standing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi to everybody watching live on Facebook.
Hey, Bruce.
He is back.
Yeah. And he's back.
But hey, we're probably better than the Monday Night Football game at this point.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if it's over yet.
Yeah, who's playing tonight?
This is Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The Vikings and Seahawks.
Oh, sounds dope.
Yeah. And what are you going to do?
What are you going to do, man?
Coming up on the show today, we've got some great stuff out of Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Stripper shoes. I will leave it at that.
All right.
Stripper shoes in Florida.
Intriguing.
Corner. Caitlyn Jenner makes a big revelation on a reality show in Australia.
What?
Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
Yeah, and you can get a free newspaper.
Wait. Am I a subject that the letters, like, is there a letter being written to me?
I didn't say a copy of a newspaper.
Uh-oh.
I said a newspaper.
Wow.
A newspaper. But there's a catch. We'll get to all of that.
That's a good catch.
Before we do, this is where we do a little shoot in the breeze. And for our little shoot in the breeze, we both had anniversaries.
We did.
Since the last time we all got together here. Why don't you go? You know what? Let me go first because
okay.
yours may be more
pedestrian.
Oh, I don't know. So like I mentioned the last show, we went to Reading and we were there over the weekend and into Monday. And Monday was our anniversary. So, we did some stuff over the weekend. We went out shot because I went, and this is the dumbest thing ever. I was packing the car, and I put everything in the car except for the bag that had my clothes in it, which I realized when we got to my mother-in-law's house.
Oh, man, that's always such
a good
feeling.
No clothes, but the clothes on my back. And so we had to go out clothes shopping. That was part of our anniversary.
Oh, man, there's no worse feeling. It's happened. I've driven from San Diego to Sacramento before for something.
Right.
And I had my suit and my shoes, like, by the door. And I think I was probably, I was over the grapevine for sure. I was probably, like, in front, like, driving past Fresno. And I, yeah.
Yeah, you're 5 hours into an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I didn't realize until I started looking around. I go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, not the end of the world. I needed to buy like a pack of underwear and a pack of socks. And
good thing about clothes,
they have them everywhere,
and you can keep using them after you buy them.
Yep. We went to Kohl's as good married couples do.
Mm-hmm.
did not have any Kohl's cash, but went to Kohl's.
Mm.
And I highly suggest if you're going to go to Kohl's or any other place and you're buying some stuff, check out the Retail Me Not app because you might find a bargain there.
Oh.
Yeah, an additional 25% off.
Get the front door out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
My clothes ended up with all of the coupons, all the in-store discounts, plus the 25% off, costing exactly one half of their original total.
Damn.
Kohl's cash.
How can they stay in business?
They overcharge people normally.
I see.
Just like a lot of other places. Oh, and they accept your Amazon returns.
No, they do not.
They absolutely do. That's their new business model.
Get the fuck out of here. Yep,
they package them up and send them back.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't like the faucet I got from...
Bring it back to Kohl's.
I got this double-headed dildo.
Kohl's. And you don't have to box it up either. They will box it and ship it back.
I have this 50-gallon...
Roll it into Kohl's.
Wow. All yep. right.
That's
cool.
That's what they do. So if, so if you let's say you click through that shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com and the thing that you get doesn't happen to tickle your fancy, once you open up the fancy tickler, right over to Kohl's, they'll box it up and send it back.
I wonder what would happen if you tried to like send back like used underwear. Do you think they would catch it? Do you think they would catch it?
I mean, it's Kohl's, so it's hard to say.
So like, you just put it back in the package. You're like, oh, no, I got these from Amazon. You just send them back. Like, sir, it looks like you've worn these. No, what are you talking about? Sir, there's a definite odor coming from the... First of all,
the packaging. It was the packaging.
Look at, they're from China, all right? Of course they have a weird smell.
Yeah, somebody in China clearly farted into the packaging and it cemented its way into that cotton.
I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm returning these. You're not supposed to be questioning me.
Okay. We get confused over who was playing which part there. So that's coming. So to finish up, we came back. We drove back from Reading and we set up to have a babysitter. And we went out with my father-in-law to a steak dinner at Cash Creek. At C Squared Restaurant, which, by the way,
good steak.
It was. I actually had a bison steak
from a bison.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I'd had ground bison. I'd never had a bison steak.
And how was it?
It was delightful.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you get it medium?
I said, you know what? Whatever the chef thinks is best.
No, you did not.
I absolutely did.
Get the fuck out of here, Nate. Absolutely. You're fucking growing as a human being. You know that?
Well, I trust the chef to cook a steak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless I'm at Morton's because they fuck it up there so often. I'm talking to you, Morton's.
But that takes a lot of trust because like you're just like, hey, however that like, you know, that's.
Well, here's the thing. If he undercooked it, I could always have him go back and fire it again. Yeah, like,
sorry, dude.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. My story of personal growth will continue. I've got more for you on the Monday show. Oh, you will not believe it.
Holy shit. If you use some type of sauce on something, I'm going to go nuts.
Oh my God. There's sauce.
Is there really? Is there sauce involved?
I bought a new sauce, but that's
no!
not.
Oh my God.
But that's not. We'll get to that.
Oh shit.
Next
man.
Show. Next okay. show.
God, this is fucking going nuts, bro.
Oh my God. It's crazy. So we went there and this sort of dovetails into it's not really a grievance, although it may be. The more I think about it, we'll see.
Mm.
So I decide I'm going to try a bourbon.
Okay.
Because we're out having steak. I'm going to try a bourbon.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
And there's this bourbon called Buffalo. I think it's Buffalo Stance.
Mm-hmm.
And I try it, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I was happy with it. And the bartender comes over. Now, we're at a table, and the bartender comes over, and he goes, I know you were trying that Buffalo Stance stuff, but this bourbon is made by the same company, and it's really good, but it's a lot harder to find. But it's really good, you know, if you want to have another one. And I said, all right. When the time came to have another one, Jason, I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try that new bourbon that bartender recommended. So I tried it. It was amazing. It was amazing. The flavor on my tongue, just the way it tasted, the way it made me feel, it was amazing. And then I went to try and find it. And now the bartender did say this, so I was warned, but you can't really find it anywhere. And is there anything worse? Now this is where adulting goes right back to being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Than falling in love with something.
Oh, yeah.
And then not being able to find it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, God damn it. Why would I, why did you come over and do that to me? And two, why did I allow it to happen?
Well,
because I could have stuck with my Buffalo Trace bourbon and been perfectly happy. You know, I could have just stopped at one.
You could have. But now here's the thing. Here's the great thing about this. Because like I get it. I get like getting upset about the fact that like, but at least you've had it now and you know the name of it, right?
It's escaping me right now.
Oh,
my
no.
my wife wrote it down.
Okay. Well, you at least have it. Here's the thing. Cause it happened to me once where, I'd had this Maker's Mark, mint julep, whiskey that they made. Now it's more prevalent now. You'll find it more often now, but it used to be that they would only make it when it came to time for the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. And when they made it, they'd only make it like one out of every 100 bottles would be the mint julep type. And they would dip it in green wax and it was different. The first time I had that, I was like, this is the most amazing thing because it's regular whiskey, but it tastes like a mint julep and it's so ridiculous. Like it's not cut with anything. It's full on whiskey. It's not like a mixed drink. It just is whiskey that tastes like a mint julep. Like it was amazing. So I remember the first time I had that and then I could never find it. And then all of a sudden, like in the last 2 or 3 years, it's been everywhere. I see it all the time and I'm like, Of course, now it comes out. Now that I don't drink, they have it everywhere.
Well, I take it you can get this bourbon, but you have to go through the whiskeyexchange.com.
And you have to, and it probably is like $150, $200 a bottle or something like that. Yeah.
It's not that much.
Oh, okay.
It's,
well, then if it's under $100, man, get it.
Well, you know, that would be.
That's a Christmas gift.
That's a great Christmas gift. And you know, hey Facebook.
It's a great fist.
Right here. Send it to Darling New Media. Dial up the Facebook exchange .com on your internet machine and feel free. And by the way, if I get multiples of it, that's cool too.
It lasts.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
It's not going to go bad.
I'll take it because, and here's why. Here's why.
Why?
My wife for our anniversary, because she had said your Christmas gift is a little bigger. So I'm not doing a big anniversary gift, which is fine.
Right.
Got me the coolest thing. It's a globe. But it's also a decanter, a whiskey decanter. It's amazing. It's amazing. I didn't bring it. It's not here at the office yet. I need to wash it and I'll bring it here.
Are you going to have a decanter here at the office?
Yeah. That's why I need you to go on your internet machine and go to thewhiskeyexchange.com and get me Blanton's Original Single Barrel Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. There is a horse and rider on the cap.
You keep that one in your desk drawer and then you put the...
Well, no, that's why I get multiples.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
You put the cheap amount on the customers. That's all I'm saying.
Look, the customers aren't coming here doing shots in the middle of the day. That's just me. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying. We had a really nice steak dinner at C Squared.
Nice.
At Cache Creek. So if you're looking for a place to go that's a little bit different, their food there is amazing if you're looking for a steak dinner.
Awesome.
Yeah. What about your anniversary?
So the fourth anniversary modern day gift is appliances. So that was another thing.
I'm on the third. It's either crystal or leather.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we, and like last year, yeah, we got each other some leather stuff. Not too kinky.
We both went with crystal.
And
by the way, crystal leathers has to be a porn star.
It has to be.
There crystal has to leathers. Be. It has
yeah,
to be.
Definitely. So the dishwasher was our gift.
what a great gift.
Yeah, I know. And the gift that's going to keep on giving is we had to get an electrician to figure out that plug. But yeah, so that's we had Thanksgiving dinner on our anniversary. So
I mean, that was good.
So that we had all of our family there and, it was definitely strange and different. Like I've never had all my family at my house for a holiday before.
It's not a big house.
No, we actually ate in the living room. We had 15 people. We set up the tables in the living room, and we were able to get 15 people sitting around a table in our living room.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it can happen. Like, there was even room for like five kids in the kitchen, like at a kitchen, like if we wanted to have like for a kid's table.
Well, I mean, to be fair, no one in your family is over like 5'6".
No, well, my brother and like that, like, they're all much taller than they're all 5'10" and higher.
But, you're a wee people.
But my wife, my mom.
Right.
Myself, the kids.
The kids. The kids, they're huge. I don't know what happened.
My stepdad. We're the shortest ones, yeah. After that, it's like 5'10". I think everybody's 5'10" or higher.
All right.
But anyway, yeah. So that was our Thanksgiving. It was fun. I mean, you know, and then, you know, of course, the potatoes that we had started spilling over. So butter burnt, like started burning and like it mm-hmm. smoked out the house. Like it was just full of surprises.
Dinner's ruined.
It wasn't though. It was awesome. Those are things.
Fantastic. Are you getting all the Facebook notifications of the stuff that you posted on your honeymoon? So
yes.
You're starting to look back and you're like,
yeah, no, it's one of those things I feel bad about in one sense. Cause I'm like, man, things were so much easier back then.
Before the children.
Yeah.
Before the children.
Not that I don't love my children, but like, it's definitely like, you think back like, man, we could just do whatever the fuck we wanted.
Yeah, you could put on your shoes and get out of the house, and it wasn't a production.
Yeah. Yep.
yeah, we did Maui, so I've been getting like all of these things, like the video of us on the boat going out to go snorkeling, which I was petrified of at the time. But all of those things, it's like, oh, I want to go back. And we both want to go back, but we're kind of looking at it. We're going, you know what? If we don't before, let's try and do that for like our 5th anniversary.
That's kind of what Chris and I are like. We have to do things when her parents are around.
Right.
So we might do something in February, but most likely, yeah, we're looking at, we're probably at least a year or two out before we go on our next.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, it's the other thing is having a business now. It's like, you know, if it, are we busy enough to pay for it?
Yeah.
And and if we're that busy, can I be away?
Yeah.
So there
catch 22.
Yeah, there are a lot of those things coming up. But those will be good issues to have.
Right.
So all right, now back to the nuttiness of the world. There was a poll that was released last week that made me go, first I went, I don't believe it. And then I went, are they really that dumb? Or what's going on here? In the poll I'm talking about, majority of Republicans say Trump better president than Lincoln. Now, not a better president than, say, Herbert Hoover. Not a better president than, say, Nixon. You're going to Lincoln and go, you know what? You know who's better than Lincoln? Trump. More than half, 53% of Republicans say Trump was a better president than Lincoln, while 47% chose Abe Lincoln. Lincoln, by the way, still overwhelmingly beats Trump among all Americans with 75%. Still, 25% of Americans think that Trump is a better president than Lincoln. Whatever you might think of Donald Trump, even if you think that he's doing a really good job and you don't have any problems with any of the things that he does, to say that he's a better president than Lincoln, when you probably have an incredibly limited exposure to and knowledge of everything that Lincoln did, I got a question. Mm-hmm. I got to question it. What was your first reaction when you heard that 53% of Republicans thought that Donald Trump was a better president than Lincoln?
Racist. I mean,
that is one way to go with it.
It's the only reason you could think. There's really no anything else you're going to say. It's like, well, he divided the nation. Why did he divide the nation? Because he went to war against the nation. Should have gone. What did they go to war against? What about slavery? It wasn't about slavery. All right. We just can't have a conversation about this because you're a fucking idiot.
Like,
Like that's, I can see that that's the way the conversation would go
with some people. I think with a lot of people, they just don't understand everything that went into Lincoln running the country at that time, where the country was, the decisions being made. We were a much, much younger country and much, much more vulnerable to outside, I would like to say to outside influences, but clearly, no, we're very vulnerable to outside influences now, just in a very different way. But I mean, we were only, you know, 40 years removed from the War of 1812. I mean, that was not that long. It was a very new country at that time. Yeah. And divided to the point where there was an actual war, which killed tens of thousands. I don't know the exact total.
That was over 100,000.
It might be over 100,000, yeah. But it was one of those things. So to then say that, oh yeah, Trump is better than Lincoln, I want to give people the benefit of the doubt,
dude.
But when I give them the benefit of the doubt, it comes back to them being ignorant to what happened before.
I'm telling you, they're basing it like the fake conversation I just had with myself is exactly the way the dialogue would go. Like you would say, why do you think Trump is a better president than Lincoln? And they would say, because he's uniting the country, he's making things better, and da 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 da. Right? They're gonna say things like that. Like blacks have more, you know, they're gonna talk about stuff like that. What made Lincoln a bad president? So then you ask, what made Lincoln a bad president? He divided the country. Why did he divide? Like, it just comes down to simply asking those questions. And the moment they say the Civil War was not about slavery, you know that they're an idiot and they're also a racist. I mean, like, because that's the way, that's the logic they have to be using, because there's no way you could in any way think that Lincoln was a better president.
I think that a lot of people have fallen for this fallacy that Trump is just the best ever because he keeps telling people he is. And look, he's on TV, he's in front of them, and he's telling them that he's the best ever. So if you go, well, who's better, Trump or whomever, they're going to say Trump.
The country is in a lot better place than it ever was before this. We're a lot stronger. It's a lot stronger. The country is a lot stronger than it's been, the strongest it's ever been right now.
Yeah, I
get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, well, Trump has boasted of his approval rating within the party, comparing it to Lincoln's. So back in July, he had said to The Sun in the UK, you know, a poll just came out that I'm the most popular person in the history of the Republican Party. And when they asked beating Lincoln, he said, I beat our honest Abe. So, I mean, that seems like a lifetime ago, but I remember that. And I remember that interview now. But the thing that his supporters believe everything he tells them, because he tells them that he's a straight shooter. He tells them like it is. So they're believing it. So I wouldn't go. And yes, there's going to be a percentage of them that are racist, but I don't think it's everybody. I don't think that 53% of the country is saying, or 53% of Republicans are saying it because they're racist. I think they're saying it because they just believe everything that comes out of his mouth. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, because I can't give. Like, if you're going to say that Lincoln is a better president, or that Trump's a better president than Lincoln was, like, you're just not going to get it.
Well, I completely get what you're saying. I was dumbfounded. Dumbfounded.
Yeah. I am dumbfounded.
Dumbfounded. So I mentioned that you could have a newspaper. Why? Well, a publisher is offering to give an Alaska newspaper away to a new editor. The publisher of a paper in Alaska said he's willing to give the entire operation away to a person or couple willing to relocate to the town and oversee the operation. Well, there you go, Jason and Christine.
I might have to talk my wife into doing this.
Mm-hmm. Larry Persily, the owner of the Skagway News, said that he's been editing the paper remotely ever since his editor resigned, and now he's seeking a new editor to live in Skagway and take ownership of the paper. You could provide small town news to the podcast, Jason. The only way this paper has a long-term future, and anything that I've ever seen that works with small town weeklies or biweeklies, is where small town editor owns, lives, and are in the community, and that's what we need. He said he'd be willing to turn the paper over without charge to a person or couple who either live in Skagway or would be willing to relocate. The publisher purchased the paper back in April for an undisclosed amount, but he said it was less than six figures. If you're interested, you can email him at paper@alaskan.com. You ready to go to Skagway?
I mean,
let's see. She's still watching. See if she. I'm gonna check the Facebook live stream. Oh no, that's the other one.
I think I would. I might tell Chris we need to go do this.
Let's do this. Let's do it.
I mean, like that's. I mean, I would have to see if it's how if it's failing. I mean, I don't want to like get it and immediately be in the red. With my first week of publishing.
Free paper. Free paper. Skagway, Alaska. Just real quick.
Yeah,
the population of Skagway is 968. So if you all go, that's going to put it to 972.
Nice. Okay. Already bringing numbers up.
There you go. So it's, it's. I mean, it's a beautiful area, of course, because it's Alaska.
And it's defrosted.
More and more every year, really. It's the gateway to the Klondike, Jason.
Oh, it's the gateway. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm, that's what Skagway.com says.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. They've got excursions, van and motor coach tours around the area.
I wonder how I would be looked upon as a libtard from California moving to Alaska.
Let the beard grow out a little bit and just don't say so much, and I think you'll be all right.
You think so?
Well, and here's the other thing. There are parts of Alaska that's going to be perfectly normal.
Right.
You know?
Let's do it, babe. We can remote do the podcast.
Sure. Yeah, we can Skype in. Right now, it's 7 p.m. in Skagway, Alaska, and it is 40 degrees. That ain't so bad.
That ain't so bad.
Not so bad. Not so bad at all. The coldest it's going to be is 19 degrees over the next few days. That's an overnight low.
That's an overnight low?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on. That's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
That ain't nothing. Ain't nothing.
Bet you could buy a big house too for like probably like $50,000.
Well, peanut butter will be $12 a jar, so I don't know. I hope you like moose. Do you enjoy moose? And no, I don't have the soundboard with me.
I love moose soup.
Moose soup. Come on down later for moose soup. just come on down for moose soup.
Florida. Land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline. Cops say stripper kicked club manager in groin with her high-heeled exotic dancer shoes.
Oh, damn.
That's right. A Florida stripper is facing criminal charges after allegedly kicking the manager of a gentleman's club in the genitals. Say that three times fast. While she was wearing high-heeled exotic dancer shoes. As according to the police report, Lakeisha Ortiz, who's 35, became unruly after the manager of Sensations, an adult club in Clearwater, asked her to go home for the evening. Cops noted that Ortiz, who is employed as an exotic dancer at Sensations, was asked to leave the club because she was intoxicated. She allegedly threw beer bottles and glass drinking cups upon being asked by the manager to depart the club. Later, as the security and the manager tried to de-escalate the situation, Ortiz allegedly front-kicked him directly in the genitals while wearing her work shoes.
Damn! So did he get it with the point, the tip, or the...
Oh, there's no pointy tip to those shoes.
The bottom.
Well, they have to be rounded like that, see? Mm. She then allegedly kicked him in the stomach, and after cops arrived, Sensations, she allegedly kicked him a third time directly in front of a Clearwater Police Department sergeant. She's been charged with battery and disorderly conduct. Oh. Both misdemeanors, booked into county jail around 3:15 a.m., but was released from custody... On $650 bond. There you go.
That's what he said. She got what she deserved.
Did the manager?
Maybe.
Also in Florida, a Florida man whose Ford truck carries a "Don't Drink and Drive" bumper sticker. I bet you can guess where this is going. Was arrested Friday night for drunk driving after he rear-ended a stopped vehicle in front of him.
Oh, Sergio.
Sergio Ferreira, who's 56, was driving about 35 to 40 when he slammed into a car at an intersection near his home in Largo. The impact caused the second vehicle to go forward and hit a third car. The occupants of the other autos did not require hospital treatment. When contacted by police, Ferreira staggered as he walked, swayed as he stood, and smelled of alcohol. He refused the breath sample and he was arrested after performing poorly on a series of field sobriety tests. He reportedly told police he'd consumed 4 18- to 20-ounce cans of Busch Light beer earlier in the night prior to driving. He was booked into the county jail on a misdemeanor DUI involving property damage. He was released after posting $500 bond.
Busch League.
Indeedly.
All right. Oh, man. That's funny. Like, you always think, like, like when you see, sometimes you see somebody with like a sheriff sticker or something like that on their car, you're like, oh, you're just trying to get some, you know, some sway. Like, and you think that with the don't drive, you know, don't drink and drive.
Yep.
But he got caught.
Well, he got caught when he hit a car.
He got caught.
It's all about that. So Caitlyn Jenner is on a show in Australia. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She says there's been an absolutely a rift between her and Khloe Kardashian, and she claims it's been that way ever since going public about her transition. She contrasted that with her son Brandon's reaction, one of pride to a transition, with Khloe's. As Caitlyn put it, Khloe, for some reason, was pissed off about something through this whole process, adding, "We haven't really talked in 5 or 6 years." Now, Caitlyn publicly came out in June of 2015. God, it's been that long? Holy cow. It's unclear exactly when, she told family members. As TMZ first reported, Khloe was not at Caitlyn's 70th birthday party celebration last month. At the time, Kardashian sources said there was no beef, and Khloe only missed the dinner party because she was shooting a commercial that day. Now, the rest of her daughters, Kim, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie, they were all there. Further, TMZ's told Khloe had personally called Caitlyn to say she wouldn't be at the birthday bash, but sent a huge bouquet of pink and white roses. Caitlyn posed with the flowers and posted it with the caption, "So blessed to have so much love in my life from family and friends." So, interesting. Interesting.
I just wonder, like, when people that are that rich, like, send each other's flowers, like, it's like, do you just, like, throw them away immediately? Like, is it, like, are they?
No, you have the maid do it the next day.
Right, yeah. Like, it's like, what's the end game with that? Like,
exactly. Exactly. I don't know. All right. Hey, before we get out of here, if we didn't do it before, I want to remind you about that Shop Amazon tab. Yeah, top corner. That's right next to the Shop Target tab, too. Either one of them is a great way for you to shop and support the show. Doesn't cost you anything extra.
So nothing extra.
Nope.
Nope. Why haven't you done it?
You really should. You really should. I have a lot of things that require money, and
like a baby,
yeah, and so in a business, and so yeah, going ahead and clicking through those, you know, that extra step that you're going there anyway.
In fact, in a way, you're taking food out of Nate's baby's mouth by not clicking.
You sons of bitches.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
It's science.
Mm-hmm. From Vermont, Montpelier shoppers score deals for wearing flannel.
Wait, that's the capital, right?
It is. Montpelier. The capital is Montpelier, the smallest capital in the country. That's what it is. We go now to... it used to be Vermont's own Channel 3. They've changed their slogan, and I don't know what it is now. But Yeah, they've got the story.
Flannel is a popular choice of clothing for many around our region. And today, Vermont's capital city went all in on the fashion statement. Montpelier skipped Black Friday in favor of a cozier way to shop, and they call it Flannel Friday. Folks in and outside retailers today who donned Vermont's unofficial uniform scored deals for doing it. City organizers say it's a way to keep people local while also having some fun. And for one day only, the mythical sprites themselves, the Flannel Fairies, were spotted. They were giving away prizes and gift cards if they found you in your best flannel attire.
We have already given out about 100 prizes to people wearing flannel downtown. Some of them didn't even realize that they were doing it for Flannel Friday, but a lot of people are downtown in the holiday spirit.
Well, I love it because it's...
By the way, that was one of the Flannel Fairies.
I didn't want to make any judgments, but I figured.
No, I'm just saying. He had the wings on and everything. He was an official Flannel Fairy.
Local, it doesn't drive me up to the malls, which I don't want to go to anyway. It doesn't send me out of town for discounts.
The Flannel Fairies will sadly disappear back into the woods for a year, but some deals are still sticking around. Tomorrow is Small Business and Sock Saturday in Montpelier, where you can get 10% off socks at Rome, Vermont. Montpelier is deciding to skip out on...
Hold on.
Flannel Friday. Organizers say it's a way to show how Montpelier does holiday shopping a little bit different.
Okay, they just ran stories back to back. Sorry about that. The Flannel Fairy. One of the Flannel Fairies.
One of the Flannel Fairies.
Yeah. Just going around and presenting deals right and left.
And just giving people flannel.
Yep.
I see you don't look like a lumberjack. Let me give you some extra flannel.
All the things you do. I mean, it's an innovative idea.
It's innovative.
By the way, going up to the malls, these are not big malls.
I picture Vermont's capital, like, I feel like it would look exactly like every snow village I've ever seen.
If it had a golden domed capital. That's really the only difference. There's a white granite building with a golden dome on it
in the center of town, or right on the side of town, like
right on the main drag, right on the main drag.
But otherwise, it's exactly like that, right?
Yeah, there's a river running through the town. Yeah,
yeah, it's probably so picturesque.
I mean, I grew up there, so
right.
It's not how I'd describe it. Anywho,
well, Vermont, go see it.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, go see it. Go see it. The population of Montpelier is 7,484.
Could you just hear her trying not to have an accent through the whole thing?
Yeah, Judy Simpson's been there for a long time.
She was so trying so hard. Like, it was just like you could just hear it on the underpinning of, like, some of the words.
What's really funny is I don't have an accent, but my wife tells me that when I'm on the phone with my dad, I do.
Oh, because you're mimicking it, right?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know the answer.
No, it happens.
I don't know. She told me that, and I'm like, what? Oh, God, Bruce went to bed 25 minutes ago. We've lost Bruce.
Oh, yeah, we lost Bruce. He's like, night. He's like, night. I waved to him.
Anyway, well, thanks for staying up with us.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it was nice of you. Thanks for telling a friend about the show and, of course, doing your shopping through those shopping tabs at the top of the show.
Yeah.
We do appreciate it. So have a great weekend. Be safe. Be smart. And don't be an a-hole.
That's pretty much all you have to do.
Yeah, those are the three things. Don't be an a-hole. Yeah, pretty much it. Back on Monday with a fresh new episode. We've got grievances, stories that might involve sauce.
Damn, I can't wait.
And my ever-growing palate.
I'm so excited.
That means nothing if you don't really know me.
yeah, you have to know me.
It's true. Get to know me. All right, we'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.